At least 10 people are dead in Brazil after a dam holding back a mining waste burst on Friday.
The dam collapse in Brazil is a nightmare for the communities nearby. Even after the dam is fixed, residents will have to deal with decades of contamination. Articles about that accident made the rounds on Facebook in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
I watched the film, I watched the flooding, I watched the numbers of deaths and destruction. And it just sent fear into me, because what if that happened? And it could so easily happen.
That's Bev Hoffman. She's opposed the Donlin Gold Mine for years, and in her eyes, this latest disaster is just another example of why the mine shouldn't be built. Donlin wants to build one of the world's biggest gold mines in one of the most remote parts of Alaska. The mine site is 10 miles from Crooked Creek, a village with a population of roughly 100. The mine site also sits on a tributary of the Kuskokwim River. The river is the biggest food source for the YK Delta, where most people rely on subsistence. And part of that mine would include a tailings dam that would hold the chemical-laced waste forever. Donlin Gold spokesman Kurt Parkin says the tailings dam the company has planned is safe.
We want it to be safe. We want to protect the environment. We want it to be absolutely the safest that we can do.
How mines store waste is always a controversial subject, because that waste never disintegrates. The chemicals carry serious health consequences if released into the water and ground. But there are a few major differences between the dam in Brazil and Donlin's proposal. One is the actual design. The Brazil dam used a design called an upstream tailings dam. That type is the cheapest and incorporates the tailings into the design. Donlin is using what's called a downstream method. It's more expensive and is considered the safer design among mining experts. The dam is built with rock instead of using tailings as part of the materials to build it. Parkin says Donlin's design goes another step further.
Considering the geography and the location and the type of the project, we have included the synthetic liner that's not required. We've also included what we call dry closure, which is the draining of the water so that the remaining is dry and covered by rock and soil, so it's stable. That's not required.
The Donlin mine will hold 412 million cubic meters of tailings, 32 times the amount of the Brazil mine. But the Donlin tailings will look like clay. A Montana-based nonprofit has publicly criticized Donlin's design. They think Donlin should use different methods that will dry out the tailings completely and then stack them within the dam. But those methods are even more expensive than Donlin's current design. Donlin already has to invest a lot of money into building the gold mine.
These other methods of dealing with the tailings that were proposed through the comment period, would they make it cost prohibitive to build the mine?
I can't answer that because there's so many factors that go into operating a mine.
The Army Corps of Engineers already signed off on Donlin's design after its lengthy environmental review that finished last year. But Donlin still has to go through its dam safety certification with Alaska regulators, and that will take 2 years. The state is not required to include the public in the process. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.